Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Pastor Erica here, PE. Rise and shine for another podcast, Life, Memos That Give Life. Good morning. Do me a favor and subscribe. Tell somebody about it. It's going to be great. Finally, the podcast that gives you life.
Hey there, it's your girl here, PE, Pastor Erica, for another life memo. Yes, the memos that gives you life. I won't be long. But in this series, this life series I've been on, this journey I've been on in the month of March, Women's History Month, I've been coming up with different words that I believe describes the influential woman. Those with influence, those with the kind of impact that moves people, that motivates people into action. And so I think about Deborah in the Bible, who I believe is a premier influential biblical character. And we say character, but a person of that time. I am going to attempt to pull her from antiquity and bring her to modernity as I begin to spotlight the Deborahs of today. So Deborah, a woman who started off under the tree, influential enough for people to come to visit her under a tree for wisdom. Influential women are wise. They're wise women. Yeah, wisdom is not knowledge. It's right knowledge applied. The right knowledge applied. So they came to her for wisdom, and then came the shift and the change. If you're going to be a person of influence, then you have to be prepared for when the game is changed on you. When now your prayers have pushed you into the forefront of things and not so much into the back anymore. People with influence are usually pushed to arenas or spotlights that they really never really look for. It's hardly on purpose that someone is that influential. It has a lot to do with our character, has a lot to do with who we are. Now you will argue with me right now and say, PE, listen, there's some influential people who influence people for the negative. Yes, they do. It is. There's a lot of people that use what it is they do wrong, but that doesn't make it wrong altogether. Okay, so here it is. Back to off that rant. Here it is. So here it is. Deborah thrust into a whole nother type of deal. She had a word that she needed to go deliver to this general of the army, and he said, I won't go unless you go. What type of woman is this, and what type of influence does she have that the general of the whole army refused to go to war unless she comes? Now, this in antiquity, this is where women was even less valued than what we live today, or even the years when we were fighting for women's rights. So what in the world was on her? Something was on her, like something is on you. Sometimes we're fighting our influence. What would happen if Deborah said, no, man, I can't do that? She said, sure. Her confidence was beyond her. Her confidence was not in her alone. And so for those of you who would say, oh, well, that's a little prideful, I'm sure I can do what it is I do because my confidence is beyond me. My confidence is in the Lord. Where's your confidence? Is it in the Lord? Her confidence was in the God of the wisdom. Her confidence was in the God of her life. So she said, yes. Speaking of influence, her influence was enough that the general of the whole army wouldn't go to war without her. And it was so much enough that the echoes of what she was doing sounded off. Her influence caused a woman named Jael to do something so brave in her own tent. Are you influential enough to cause people to transform the way their household look? the victory was given to the hands of a woman that day because of influence. Now, is this a podcast talking about women and all the great things that they do alone? No, I do believe we need men. And I can unpack Deborah in a whole nother kind of way, but I'd rather not do that. I'm just talking to you about life and influence and this here woman. Something was on her. Influential people brings a sense with them of safety. Now, let's go back to, hey, everybody is not using their influence for good. Yeah, that's their personal problem. They're not. But they make people feel safe in their evils. Don't abuse your influence. To sum it all up, we all have a measure of influence. And how you steward that measure you've been given, you're gonna be held accountable for it. Whether that influence is your neighbor, whether that influence is the kids in the community, whether that influence is in your church, whether that's influence over your spouse, you will be held accountable for that influence. Anyway, it's been another life memo with you. I just wanted to say all of that, do all of that ranting, just to say, check the way you're carrying your influence. Make sure it's something that will give victory to a whole nation, one heart at a time. Make sure you're not using your influence in the wrong way. You know, Eve used hers, and what results did we get? To wield her own agenda. Delilah used hers to wield her own agenda. I know I'm talking really good. So how are you wielding your influence? How are you turning it? How are you using it? Anyway, it's been really good chatting with you and your commute or whatever you're doing right now. We are in Women's History Month, and all month long, I'm probably going to be talking about the influential woman. Influence and what it looks like. And so be wise in your dealings. If you want to connect with me, please do so at www.emerge-21.com. If you want to be a part of Emerge 21 mentorship cohort, that's the place to start. Our Echo community, that's the place to start. From Echo community for men, Emerge 21 for women, that will be the place to start. If you're looking for me to come and do a workshop, speak, or do anything like that, visit me at PastorErica.com. Love you guys dearly. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.